Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. I have to say that I've gotten a very, very late start because I just am going that way. I can say this. So, fall has fallen. It was like 88 degrees. No, it was, that's a little high. I think it was like 78 degrees. That's what it was. It was like really, really warm 2 days ago. And then all of a sudden there was a shift. It got extremely windy. And now it is just, they've had the heat on in my apartment. Okay, so we went from zero to heat in 5 seconds. So October came in like a bull. I guess I'm enjoying that whole thing because the Ides of March are no longer applicable because every single month is different. And in New York, every single day is different. So just crazy, crazy weather. So I have to say that two of my plants are still flowering away, and they're beautiful, and they're very different. One is a purple, it's supposed to be blue ginger. It's a purpley flower with a tiny orange-yellow center, tiny, tiny. And it looks like an orchid. It has no fragrance, though, that I can discern. And the other one is, I don't know exactly what that's called, sort of kind of like a rubbery plant. And, you know, my sister-in-law had it for years, and that's been flowering for some time now. So another, and it comes in a little bouquet. That one opens all up in one shot. It's like a little burst. So if you look at fireworks and you think of the burst, so that's kind of cool. Anyway, so it's really crazy weather out there. I know we're expecting Joaquin, the hurricane, and I know a lot of my friends are concerned because it's that time of year. You know, after Sandy gave us the slug, everybody's concerned about Joaquin. So we're hoping that it's not going to live up to any expectation of anything terrible. But I have to say that the trees and the wind is whipping. So last night I was running around, and I picked up a new plant from my mom's apartment. My mom gave me a plant. It's a beautiful, beautiful plant. What was the type? I read the name of it. It's, I don't remember. It's something I never heard of. But I have to say it's a tree. And it's flowering, and it has these beautiful red flowers. So I have flowers in my bathroom and flowers in my living room, pink, purple, and now red. So all beautiful. And I was running around and carrying that plant last night, and I was carrying it home. And I have to tell you, the wind was so intense that carrying that tree, which when it's standing on the ground, it's probably up to past my ribs, you know, sort of like chest high. And I was holding it on my hip. So figure if it's up to my chest, that's about 3.5, almost 4 feet tall, close to 4 feet tall. And, yeah, I'm 5'6", almost 5'7". So it's probably, yeah, maybe a foot shorter than me, a little bit more than that. So I put it on my hip. And you can imagine that it's way over my head. Well, that plant was getting stuck on all the trees as I'm walking by. It got latched onto the hedges in front of my apartment, all because the wind was so intense that carrying that little tree, well, I say little, but it's actually bushy. It's more bush-like. It's just beautiful. I don't know. Maybe I'll post a picture of it on the Facebook page for the link of my radio show, so you can see this gorgeous plant, and I'll put the name of the plant. There you go. Problem averted. So this plant is just absolutely gorgeous, and the wind was just absolutely knocking me over. Now, I'm not saying that my hands weren't empty, because I never, ever not carry a zillion things all at one time, because that's just the nature of the beast. That's how I go. So it was kind of funny trying to get that into the house, and last night it was kind of hard parking, and I'm driving all over the place, and I finally found a spot, and of course I wanted a Thursday spot because I didn't want to have to deal with having to move the car in the morning. Not that it's early, but my sleep pattern has been so disrupted that I have no idea if I'm going to sleep and if I'm going to sleep, what time I'm getting up. So this morning I actually slept in. My alarm went off at like 7 and then 7:30, and I was pretty awake at 7, and then I don't know, it's 7:30 when it went off again. I figured I dozed for a minute. Actually, I had a lot of dreams, but when I woke up the last time, it was late. And I was like, oh, boy. So I have to say that I almost didn't do this show this week because I've been so crazy busy. And the funny thing is that I took a health wellness day Monday. You know, I don't think I've ever really called it that, and I don't think I've ever really done that. But it was, you know, the full moon. We had that full moon and then the eclipse Sunday night. And it was a very long, slow full moon and eclipse. And it was funny because I didn't think I was going to watch it. And some of my friends were texting with me, and I was catching up on Masters of Sex. So here I am watching, you know, on-demand program that I actually like. I don't turn the television on very often these days, but I watch a lot of on-demand stuff, and there's only a handful of things that I watch. And you know me, I like to watch things that are educational, that are real, that are predicated on truth rather than fiction. And so there's not a lot of television that I watch. So here I am watching this, and I get a text from one of my nieces, the one in Wisconsin, and she's asking me if I'm watching the moon, and now I'm like, okay, I have to go see the moon. So I lowered the shades. I had custom shades made for my bedroom, and I hung them a foot below the rim of the actual window at the top so that I can always see the moon. I know that probably sounds crazy to a lot of people, and in the summer it still makes it kind of warm in there. But no one can see in from the top, so I don't really care. But I can always see the moon, and it's always right there passing through my window. So I look out the window in the bedroom, and I can see the moon clearly. So I text her back, and I said, okay, I'm going to watch it now. And I had another friend that was texting me, telling me she's trying to take pictures, and it wasn't coming out clearly. And I said, it doesn't matter, now I'm watching it. So I just paused the program and I ran to watch it. I figured, all right, take like a solar eclipse. It's going to be 15, 20 minutes or the whole thing said and done. So I'm sitting there watching it, and I have to say, it was one of the longest, slowest eclipses. I think it took like an hour and a half. And so we're texting back and forth. I took a couple of pictures. Nothing to nothing was great. And the best view was actually out of my bathroom window because I could lift up the screen and really see it more clearly. It took a long time before it got red. And then it took a very, very, very long time until the sun, the earth passed over the sun and stopped blocking it, and then it started to clear. And that was kind of interesting. So I ended up going back and watching my show and pausing and checking and pausing and checking. It was kind of funny. Running back and forth for an hour and change. So, undisrupted, right? Undisrupted watching my little program. So it was very funny. But it was actually quite beautiful and totally visible. So everybody else was saying it was cloudy where they were. But I have to say, there were one or two clouds below, but nothing blocking my view. It was completely unobstructed. The interesting thing was, there were few planes. Now, this is crazy, but it was the way my vision is. And I have to say, you know how I always say that everything is relative? Well, I have to tell you, not only do I stand by that, it is just so incredibly true. And the more you think about it, the more you reel on it, the more you realize that it all depends. There's so many factors that come into play with relativity. So here I am watching this moon, and there are a couple of planes that went across the actual moon, which was, I know it wasn't, but it was the line of vision. So I'm on an angle looking up, and the planes are just flying across, and they're really up there. And it was really cool seeing the blinking lights over the bright part of the moon and then over the eclipsed part of the moon. I tried to capture a few pictures of it, but, you know, to no avail. There was no way it was going to come out 250,000 miles away. And, of course, the plane is far closer than that. But it was just too small, and the camera lens was too, you know, it's not strong enough. It's not powerful enough. I don't have a 35-millimeter camera these days, nor do I have a zoom lens. So nothing was going to capture that. So it's ingrained in my mind and my brain. And that was cool. So many things going on. First of all, the Mars, The Mars rover, the thing that's been giving us back all this information about Mars has discerned for a fact that there is water on Mars. And we're talking movable, you know, fresh, not drinkable, salt water, but it's actually fresh water, that they have captured images of salt water running down. So they have all these images that certain times of year the water runs. Now, in order for there to be life, that is the only other element that you need is water. If it's a completely dry, barren planet, barren is the key word there. So Mars has life. That is what they have determined. I think that's really cool. So I haven't heard anything further on the Duck asteroid with the comet, the Duck comet. I like that. It's very funny. But it was very interesting that they determined that Mars has water. I thought that was great. So we all know that I've been being pushed out of my studio for a while now, and it looks like it's all coming to fruition now, because I got my letter in the mail, and here's the thing. So it was a certified letter I did not sign for, and it was only a partial letter telling me to look at some kind of paragraph, blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't get any other pages that determine paragraph, blah, 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 so there's nothing I can do. So I have to say that I don't know. I think giving it up, letting it go, and moving out of there, whether I put everything in storage or I figure out where I'm going to go, even temporarily. You know, I went to a friend's memorial service for his wife this past Sunday. My good friend, John L. Moore's wife, had passed away. That was Jane Farber. And I have to say there were like 350 to 400 people that attended the memorial service at Cooper Union Great Hall. And it was, you know, it was very moving. In fact, It was a very emotional memorial service, many, many speakers. And I have to say that I knew her, and I didn't know her well, but I knew her. And she came to a couple of my art shows, in fact, the bigger ones, the more important ones. And I'm always grateful for that. But I have to say that listening to everybody speak, it was actually moving. It drove me to tears a couple of times. Now, we all know, people that know me the best know that I'm not adverse to crying, and I'm a big wimp when it comes to, you know, wearing my emotions on my sleeve anyway. But I have to say that it was a very moving, very, very, you know, thoughtful, nice, you know, memorial services go. So, you know, my condolences to my good friend. And yeah, it was really quite an interesting afternoon. I have to say that the event went for hours and hours longer than I anticipated. I figured it was going to be an hour, hour and a half. It turned out to be close to 4 hours. I think I left there by 7. So that was quite something. And it didn't actually start until 3:30, and I think I arrived at about 3:15. So by the time I got home, it was already 8 o'clock. Quite a show. And I got to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while. I got to see a lot of people that I see all the time. And, yeah, really moving. That's all I can say. Very moving. Very touching. And, you know, all good to see. It's all, you know, okay. There you go. So, getting on with everything here. So, I've been pretty crazy. So I took a wellness day on Monday. not because of Sundays, you know, running around, but it's like it feels like I've been running around far more than usual. Now, I know, again, we are in a transitional state, the world, the planet, everything, and this lunar eclipse is one that we're not going to have another lunar eclipse, full moon lunar eclipse like that until, I think, what was the date? They said 2030 or something. Can you imagine? They're already talking about 2030. I know, it's almost, we're only 5 years away from 2020, which is quite amazing. I when you think about those numbers, it's just, it's amazing. It goes so quickly. And again, relativity. Sometimes things go so fast and sometimes things go so slowly. So the whole thing is very interesting. And we're changing from a patriarchal atmosphere to a matriarchal. I can't explain that better. But that's what's happening throughout the solar system. I can't explain even how I know that. I've been told this, and this information has been coming to me from all sources and verified. It was like that whole pole shift that we experienced a few years ago that, you know, has been transitioning. So it's very interesting when you think about all these various things and how things are affected by other things. So, again, speaking about relativity, so yesterday I was running around, and that's all I've been doing. I feel like I've been running around. And sometimes it takes nothing to make something super easy, that there really is an easy path, you know, straight through. You don't have to take the high road. You don't have to take the low road. You just take the straight, smooth, easy path. And so there have been a handful of things that have been just going on, and I find that when I try really hard to make things happen, that everything gets in my way and nothing happens. And when I know that this is just sort of typical in the way it goes, but when you let go and you let it go its own way, everything changes. And everything that you've planned, every single moment that you've planned, becomes something completely other than, and you have no control over anything. You just have to go with it. So I guess what I'm saying is that's where relativity comes into play for me, is that every time I try to make a plan and I try to do something, other things get in the way and they just affect and change every single thing that I've been doing. So one of the things that I've recently learned, and this is a very interesting thing, I've been doing a workshop on breathing, and so I've been going for this therapy, and I have to say it's very interesting. I really like it, and it's jiving with me, and now I'm finally starting to do more research, and so I Google a lot of things, and I'm looking at things, and I'm reading about things, and one of the things it was talking about was how you're born, and I was watching this YouTube video of an interview of a woman. I can't think of her name at the moment, Sandra something. Anyway, so she's written quite a lot of books, in fact. And, you know, her whole thing is that she helps people, Sandra Ray. So she talks about all these various things of blocks and, you know, how things affect other things, you know. And so one of the things to talk about is how you were born. And I have to say that reading about these things is very, very, very interesting, because they're saying that people in similar situations seek out people in similar situations. Now, I know that that's, you know, the way it is, like attracts like. But this was really cool, because talking about a specific thing that happens. So I can't even tell you. You'd have to read a lot of it and try to. But I think that when you get to a certain level, that other doors open up, and they're there for you, and then the information is processable. And I think that before you get to that point, you can hear it, but you don't recognize that it doesn't make any sense to you. So one of the things that it was talking about was how you jump around, and I'm known for being inconsistent in my thought process and how my patterns are when I'm telling a story or I'm speaking to people, that I constantly interrupt myself and I'm always changing my stream of thought, I always come back and finish it. But there's always a break that I never go straight through. And reading about these situations, I got it. I get it. In fact, there are so many things that I understand now. I can only say that, well, bully for me. Very interesting. So I went to another event. I'm going to just change topic here because this is going to get too involved. And if anyone's really, truly interested, just call me and talk with me, and I will give you, to the best of my ability, the definitions and explanations of what I am talking about exactly. So I went to another event on Wednesday, sort of a bait and switch. So I was going to go to a meditation class, and then I found out after it was never a meditation class. It was a class on meditation. You know, the preludes, I hate that. When somebody says, oh, we're going to do a meditation. Okay, now first let me explain what meditation is, and now I'm going to explain to you how to meditate. Don't explain it. Don't tell me what it is. Let's just do it. That's how I roll. It's like, by doing, I understand. So if you just do it, boom, you got it. If you're going to play around with explaining it for a half an hour, those are the things I hate. Okay, so let's talk about a handful of things that are really annoying. So you find something online that you like, and then you say, okay, well, I'm gonna do this. And then you click on a link, and you're following it. It doesn't matter what the link is, whether it's about a new type of cleanse, whether it's a new type of diet, whether it's a new regime of exercise, you know, and not just self-help stuff, but just in general. So you click on the link, and then they give you, like, testimonies and stories, and you have to go through a half an hour before they finally get to it, and then they never tell you anything. They tell you, okay, now you can order it. Well, I have to tell you, I stopped following those things. I stopped clicking on those links. I stopped. Because it's too annoying that you get through all this stuff. It's like, oh, you take this test. See, have you ever taken that chakra test? Oh, how are your chakras aligned? Well, I take the test, and I think, you know, I'm doing really well. And then they give you the results. And then they tell you, we're going to help you clean this up. But you have to first subscribe to this and get this and get this and blah, 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 blah. So one of the things that I signed up for was a book I have, A Course in Miracles. Now, I have this book for over a year, and I have to say I started to read it, but it's a snoozer. It's such dense material that you can't read through it like a regular – it's like a textbook, you know. It's not like you're sitting down and reading a story. It's explaining certain things. Well, I think what's happening is that I'm not at that level to sit down and read the book. Well, within this book are three books. Now, don't ask me why, because I am positive that I went through the entire contents of this book prior to the first time I ever went to read it. And I never saw that there were two other full books in this book. I guess what that means is relativity. It wasn't time for me to do it. Well, recently I looked at it again, and actually with somebody else's prodding that said, do these lessons. And I said, okay, how do I get them? Well, I signed up for it online, and so now every single day I get a different lesson. I'm not doing the lessons online. I have the book. So I opened up to the middle of the book. It's like page 675, and it's page one of the lessons, and they give you 365 lessons. So you do this for 1 year, one lesson a day. I'm at day six. And I have to say that after going through it, now I see that there's another book in there because now I'm looking at it, I'm paying attention, I'm focusing on it. So I stopped reading it, and I got probably 30, 40 pages in. And the pages are like Bible thin, they're like tissue paper. So even though the book is thick, it's far thicker than you think. It's over 1,000 pages. Well over. It's probably 1,500 pages. So the lesson plans start at page 675, and then they go for 365 days. Okay, that's another 380 or 400 pages before you get to the lessons. And the teachings. So the third book is actually like the teacher's aid. Do you remember when you were teaching in high school? If you were taking a class in high school, and they give you a book. So there's a workbook, there's a lesson plan, and then there's the book. Well, if you ever got the teacher's guide, has all of these parts and also all the answers, because it's how to teach it, how to break it down, how to explain it. Well, now I'm finally paying attention, and I don't think it's about my actual attention span. I think it has more to do with my receptive place in where I am. So I'm open to it, so it has shown itself to me. Again, relativity. So here you have all these various things, and then all of a sudden, now it's relative, and you can see it and discern it for yourself. So I'm finding it very, very interesting, all these things that are sort of opening up, and that's a good thing. So one of the links I clicked on last night, I found something. I don't know exactly how I found it, and it said take this 5-second or 5-minute, whatever. It's actually like 2-minute test. And I take this test, and I follow the link, and not only did the link open up and answer every single question, I was like, that's like the first time that it didn't direct me to another thing. Now, at the end of this little blurb, it does direct you to a greater aptitude of what they're talking about, and that you could actually sign up for it, pay for it, buy it, whatever, have it. But it doesn't matter, because the first 5 to 7 minutes are all the answers to all the questions. And I have to say that I greatly appreciate that, as I greatly appreciate so many things in my life. I am truly grateful for all of the people that listen to the show. And I'm really, truly grateful to all the people that give me feedback on my shows. And I have to say that whether I leave my studio at the end of this month or not, anybody that wants to come, that was planning on showing up, do it soon, like today, tomorrow, next week, the week after, because I really believe that it's time for me to let this one go and to move on to the next biggest thing. And I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I have many ideas. So that's all I can say on that subject. So I'm enjoying my drums. Just so everybody knows, there's a ghost in the house that plays the drums whenever they want. And every time I go back to playing my drums, if it's been a few days, and actually I'm starting to play them more and more. So I'm not at the point where it's playing every single day, at like every second or third day. But in the very beginning, I know I only have them for a month. They're just a month old. 90 seconds, that was a very quick show. I played with them, after I set them up, I played with them probably every day for the first week. And then, you know, my crazy mind, my ego said, you're not good enough, don't. And then I got over that, and I have to say that just playing what I hear, which was the advice of a friend, is so much better. And then I'm, of course, taking all these lessons on 60 seconds. I'm taking all these lessons on YouTube, and I have to say that is actually quite helpful. But I found a metronome app, and it's now on my iPad. So having a metronome play in the background really, really helps. Brings that rhythm back, because I have natural rhythm, as does everybody. And now I'm bringing it back. So I went to play the drums about a week ago, and they sounded really funny. And so I grab out the tool that you tighten them with, because you can tune these drums. They were so loose that it was like ready to fall off the little nut that holds it that you tighten it with. So the ghost, and I hear it all the time, like all of a sudden I'll hear like a big bang, and 10 seconds. And so it was constant. Well, Now I know how to, well, I knew how to tune them. I still have no idea what G is. I keep trying to find G, but I don't know which G it is. So it's supposed to be G and then a half down. So D and G, and I'm confused because, of course, my little dyslexia gets it backwards. I can't remember if, I think the bigger the drum, the deeper the bass. And the more, but they're only an inch apart. They're only slightly different. So one's a 12 inch, no, excuse me, one is an 11 inch top and the other one is a 10 inch top. And the 11 inch, it's wider in the body. But other than that, they're very close in size. It's not like so huge a difference. And I bought the stand, so I can actually take them off and sit them between my legs and play with them. But I'm still playing them standing, all of them together. I don't play the bongos very often yet, but I'm getting very comfortable playing both congos, to get used to saying that the proper way. Anyway, so as I get better, maybe I'll do a show where I, nah, maybe. I don't know. You'll have to come over and we'll have a party and we'll have a drumming circle and then we'll get somewhere else. But I think the drumming circle for the moment and the time being is going to be with the bongos and not the congas. 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 Anyway, thank you so much for listening to of the Lisa Lisa Show. Saying thank you to all my listeners. I am extremely grateful and with much love, I thank you. Have a great day. Have a beautiful weekend and keep dry. Bye.